Sri Lanka's war is really finally over, but not everyone's sighing relief. Nepalese Christians are rattled after a church bombing, and a ministry center opening in North Osetia is deemed a miracle of God. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. 2 weeks after the Sri Lankan government declared victory over the Tamil rebels, Operation Mobilization's George Verwer answered the question, is the war really over this time?
I think it is. Oh, I was always hesitant to say that in the past when there was peace. There were some periods of peace, but the government forces have won this war.
But hundreds of thousands of civilians were displaced by the fighting, and now the work begins for rebuilding.
We are overwhelmed by the challenge now of all the refugees and all the suffering and resettling people. So we have worked very closely with the churches. There are good churches in Sri Lanka.
Is there finally relief for the persecuted church? Verwer says,
there's an element of Sri Lanka that's very fanatic Buddhist. They are persecuting Christians. They're burning churches down. So, you know, the Christians are not necessarily dancing in the street right now. And it looks like the persecution of Christians is going to continue an increase. A lot of misinformation has been spread about Christians.
Next, in Nepal, many are celebrating the first Republic Day since the monarchy was abolished last year. However, religious freedom in the new democracy is far off for the 400 Christians who suffered a bomb explosion in their church last week, according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Later, a pamphlet was found in the church from the National Defense Army, a terrorist group who wants Hinduism restored as the state religion. Pray that the new leaders will protect Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. The church in Eastern Europe is growing despite persecution, according to missionaries with Greater Europe Mission. For security purposes, we haven't named them.
Although they are going through different types of oppression, all that, they become stronger. And we've seen that in past history in China and other countries where when the church is oppressed, the people rise up. The government doesn't realize when they put the church under pressure, people shine. And because of that, the churches are growing.
Many governments throughout Eastern Europe seem to fear that Christians will undermine them. In order to prevent the spread of the faith, harsh religion laws have come into play. As a result, it's against the law for many believers to publicly evangelize or even meet privately in their homes. They need your support before the oppression gets worse. For example,
Russia is closing down. People think it's still wide open, but it's closing down and it's going to be up to the national church to continue on the work there.
Our website can help you find out what support you can give. Elsewhere, yesterday in North Osetia, Russian ministries dedicated and opened a new Christian ministry center. The area has experienced great turmoil and tragedy in the last few years with war and the Beslan school siege. Thus, Sergei Rahuba with Russian ministries is amazed the center is open and said this about it.
This is actually the miracle of God. When they started building that, it was right after the Beslan tragedy. We never thought that we would be able to finish it, you know, but God is the great God. So he sent us enough resources.
With the center open, Russian ministries can begin to use it for God's will.
The center will be used for, first of all, of course, this is a training center. People from different cities are coming for all different specific trainings in Christian ministries.
Now, as it's just getting started, much prayer is needed. Pray for resources, wisdom for the leaders, and success. Go to our website if you'd like to help with resources, too. And SIM International is trying out new forms of gospel ministry, namely business-based ministries, or BBMs. They act as an example to believers and non-believers that a job and your relationship with Christ can go hand in hand while providing for economic needs. Chicken farms and computer software companies are just two examples. Though very different, SIM's strategic approach makes them both effective avenues for sharing the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.